Jordan's computer. What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is, you know how it is, and you know what it is we do. It's your boy Mossimo from Mossimo.com. And this right here is always my side of things is the Positive Vibes Lifestyle Movement. I would love to introduce you all to my man, Mr. John Barrett from Healthy Funky Free. And our plan is to be doing a talk together probably once a week every Sunday to ignite your fire, fuel your purpose, and to school you on how him and I both went from negative to positive with health especially. So everybody, give a warm, sexy welcome to my man, John.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be here with Max's tribe. And hopefully over the coming weeks and months, it will be our tribe where we can share our experiences and our intuition and hopefully lift you and make a marginal, tiny difference in your life. So it's a better place for us all. So Max, what are we going to talk about today?
I think today we should give a brief introduction of you know, where we came from, where we're going, and what something I like that you always say to me is to leave the followers, the listeners, with a tangible action. You know what I mean? Because there's no point in you and I talking and them just fucking listening if nobody's going to do anything, right? And I always say this too about motivation, man. Motivation is one thing, but if you do not take action on your motivation, I just don't understand the point of it, right? So let's leave them with a tangible, very small. Yeah, and I believe in baby steps because, like I said, if me and you tomorrow put our backpack on and say, hey, bro, we're going to climb Everest, it ain't going to happen, right? So I'm going to lead you with the floor to let them know your little a brief introduction of your history and how you are.
My name is John Barrett. I live on the Isle of Man. We moved here when I was 2 or 3 years old. Lost my father in an incident in the UK. So it was just my mum, my sister, and myself. And must admit, there was a couple of bags and some pretty lost individuals. But we did okay. And mum did a great job of bringing us up and teaching us right and wrong, although it was not the best of relationships. And at some point I volunteered, I think, to go to boarding school on Anglesey, military boarding school. Okay. My uncles have been there, and it was a tough joint. You learn to grow up pretty quickly.
I bet.
I did 3 years there. It was a pretty desperate education, although you learn about life, looking after yourself and in the mountains and kayaking and things. Joined the army at 16, spent just over 12 years, nearly 13 years in the military, and left in 2003. And since then, I bounced on and off the island a few times, contracting, engineering, trying many, many things, just, I think, a bit lost, really. And I moved back here in 2010. I came back for a weekend just to see my sister who had her third child. And that was it. I spent 3 months on her floor. I was the nanny. I'd go to the kids' clubs and the kindergartens with her and her kids. And I'd entertain the children. And I thought, this is a place that I disliked most of my life. It was actually a pretty good place to live. And I took root here. I've been here for 7 years now, growing slowly as an individual. And that's the briefest, most compact story I can give to you, Max.
Perfect. Well, you know what? And like we said, we're going to expand on that for, as we start this, we're just going to scratch the surface, right? And week by week, we'll get deeper into it. Something you said right at the end there about when you came back to the Isle of Man, I can resonate with that in my story as well, because I'm come from an immigrant family, left the house at 16, yada, yada, yada. But where I was born was in a big city, lots of Italians around. It was in Toronto. My parents moved me out west, which is on the other side of Canada, to the west coast. And at 16 years old when I came here, sorry, 15 before I was kicked out, you know, all I wanted to do was leave this place. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to get away with all the negativity, the emotions. Yet this place, when I came back to it, you know, once I understand self-awareness and I understand energies, my God, it is a beautiful spot to be in. I'm so blessed to be here now. So I can totally 100% feel what you're saying there. When you leave a place because you have these memories and thoughts and attachments to it, and you come back and see it for what it really is. So, okay. Go ahead.
I don't think I was a completely settled when I came back here. I almost left a couple of times thinking the grass is always greener somewhere else. And one day I woke up and I just looked at the ceiling, just lost for direction. And I just said, today you're going to have an awesome day. And I swear to God, I said that 3, 4, 5 times. And it just sets you off on the right step that day. Rather than waking up and thinking about the girlfriend, the boyfriend, having no money, disliking your job, it's that tangible step you can take. And I drove to work that day, I worked for myself, and I'm looking at these vehicles coming the other way, one after another, after another, after another, with miserable faces. And I was kind of grateful that I was self-employed, so I had the choice. And the freedom, but I was also very sad that these guys were just looking a bit desperate and directionless. And we're talking hundreds of cars, apart from every now and again you get 2 or 3 cars in a row where they'd all be smiling and laughing, and you'd realize that they're obviously listening to the same radio station, the same people. That was the beginning. And I said it to myself every day for about 3 years, and gradually I get more positive, you hang around with better people, and it really has been a sort of 5 to 6 years now, and I am as content as anybody can be, but it's not happened overnight. There's been no magic wand. It's not been the exercise that's done it. It's not been the diet that's done it. It's been the persistence.
Of them all.
Yeah.
Correct?
Again and again.
Okay, I'll get into a brief, blasé in my background. So again, come from an immigrant family, Italian background. They moved here, obviously, for a better life. I was born in Canada, went back to Italy for a little bit. So my parents definitely came here with the mentality and a worth ethic of betterment, improvement for their lives, right? I don't think they had they come from a poor background back home. They came here for a better life, and that's what they instilled in me, right? Like, and I get that. You see that with immigrants even to this day, right? They, especially in any community, right? Like the Italians, we'd live in, all the cousins and all of us in one room, and my mom was hustling, and my Zias and Zios were hustling. I happened to be one of the few boys in that group. But the thing is, as I grew up, I started getting really into music and hip hop, and my parents and I it just didn't work out. They saw a future where all I did was work, and that's all that was important. And schooling was so important to them, man. And I put myself in situations where I tried to appease them by going into advanced classes and all these things that I didn't give a flying fuck about. You know what I mean? So by the time I hit 16, they had booted me out of the house. And I was, at that point, I felt ashamed. I felt abandoned. I felt so alone. And I felt like the world didn't have my back. And because I loved hip hop so much, which was an outlet for positivity in a way, the hip hop that was in at that time was gangster rap, right? In the early 2000s, mid 2000s, right? And that also fueled my fire for rebellion and having that Sicilian and Italian background. The mob thought process. And so it was taking me down a very, very negative path. And if I had gone down that path and linked up with some of the people that went down that path, I wouldn't be here today. However, I had made a promise to my mom and my grandma, and I always said, I'm going to do the right thing. And I never went down the road of selling drugs. So at 17, I learned a trade, and that was my start to betterment, right? Like, and it wasn't until probably 21 years old where I started having a glimpse into self-awareness, meeting some people that were older than me that said, hey man, if you start to think different, your life will be different. And that was just the first tweak. I didn't understand it until years later where, you know, I got into all the practices. But for everybody to understand, once we start thinking different and once we start knowing better, we can do and be better. And that's where I'll leave that at. You know what I mean?
Super. Thanks for sharing that again. We hear you repeat that message on your podcasts.
Yes.
But I think there's value there.
Because we all have a story, right? It doesn't matter if we're black, white, purple, pink, transgender, from Mars, half bird, half fish. I don't give a fuck. We all got the same story, right? We all have issues. I doubt that any of us have had a perfect life. I don't even know what that would look like.
Does it exist? I don't think so.
It doesn't exist. So I think in the human state, in the human form, there are lessons so that we can empower ourselves. And I think the bottom line is we need to empower each other. And you and I believe in this deeply because we've had this conversation lots. You know, what we're fucking fed from the mainstream media is an agenda. It's a propaganda. So, you know, for every one story they report of a soundbite of whatever, whether it's Trump or what's going on in the NFL right now, there's 100,000 to a million good things that do not get reported on.
Yeah.
And the focus is only the negative. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and we have no control over any of those things.
We have no control. And it's once we hear the news, it's history, correct? So if it's history, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. I was wondering how long we're going to go, and trying to think of a takeaway we could, or some homework we could ask the guys to do. And I was personally thinking that in the mornings now, I don't turn my phone on for an hour. I go to bed, I turn it off because you pick it up, it's doom and gloom. Yeah. Or somebody can't make it to work, or there's an issue. So now, instead of looking at my phone, looking at the media, I put that phone to one side and I do something positive, go for a walk around the block, I get on my bike, I meditate. Perfect. Not all of these things, just some of these things. And I was wondering what the listeners can do. So if they could let us know tomorrow what they did instead of checking out the doom and gloom first thing.
So we'll say on the healthy funky free side, we're gonna say my takeaway from you is turn that phone off for an hour, don't turn it straight on, and maybe just go for a walk around the block in the early AM and breathe in that fucking beauty wherever you live, because there's beauty everywhere. Correct?
Right.
And I'm going to say, I do the same. I wake up and meditate. But the one thing I think meditation might be a little advanced for some of the beginners. So what I would say is this: I wake up and I usually try to put on my favorite music. And right now we talked about the gangster rap. I don't know if that would be, or let's say heavy metal first thing. But right now what I'm doing is I usually put on some Bob Marley, some John Lennon, whether it's just instrumental music like a piano playing, and I'll listen to that while I sip a tea, and I am fucking saying over and over and over to myself, I am so grateful, I am so thankful.
Beautiful.
That's it. You know Beautiful. What I mean? So yeah. that there's a takeaway for everybody. It's two very, very simple baby steps, but you compound that day after day after day, and it's not like it's taking you any time out of your day, right? Because you're going to drink a coffee or you're going to wake up either way, right?
Yeah.
It's the start of new, and we'll get deeper into this, the brain, the neurons.
Neural pathways.
There you go. You're trying to create new neural pathways. We're trying to, as if you go to the gym and work this muscle, we have to come in life to work this muscle. So let's leave it at that.
Right.
Beautiful. Okay, John, we're going to be rocking again next week, correct? Next Sunday?
Yeah, we'll hook up this week, and we'll try and have a bit more format. Rather than just
freestyle,
throwing it off the cuff. Okay, take it easy, bro.
Okay, brother, love you. The recording ends now.